Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's the Rad Reality Show Tuesday edition. News are going to happen tonight. Many big news. We're going to be talking about what's planned for the next step for the Rad Reality Show. So here's the deal. Let's kick it off with this.
Hi, this is Melody.
And this is Kathy.
And we're from VH1's Frank the Entertainer.
In a basement affair. And we just spent a really hot evening on the Rad Reality Show.
Yes, it's the Rad Reality Show. And we're going to kick it off with some music in a second. But I wanted to say thank you for everyone coming to the show. And make sure you hit the refresh button. Wait, if I'm saying this, they can't hear me anyways. Because, you know, like, they don't hear me say that they have to hit the refresh button because that means they are not listening to me. And that means they don't know that they had to hit the refresh button. Okay, now I'm just really being goofy.
Tuesday.
Starting, I think, next week, we'll talk about what's going to happen next Tuesday. And Paul's with me live. Tonight, it's going to be Paul and Mandy and me. And one thing we're going to do tonight is we're going to talk about the future of the Rad Reality Show. That's one of our subjects tonight. We're also going to talk about, here's some subjects we're going to be talking about. We're going to talk about Amazing Race. I do want to touch base on Amazing Race. We didn't really get a chance to talk about it on Sunday. So, Mandy, I want to talk about it tonight.
Oh, good. You guys can fill me in.
Oh, did you not watch it?
I haven't got to watch it yet. I was on the road Sunday night coming back from Virginia.
Oh, but you haven't. Oh, shoot.
But I do know. But I do know about, I've heard a little bit already about what's happened, so.
It's mainly, I got two subjects on the Amazing Race that I want to touch. So, I think it's subjects that you can talk about. We're going to talk about new co-hosts and what Team Rad is all about. And we're going to do a webpage. We're going to talk about the webpage. The webpage is going to be updated, so I'm going to give you guys a little highlights of the webpage. Mandy's going to be helping me with that. Auctions. I got some auctions. It's going to be a new thing that's going to happen. If I'm going to run some, you know, one-day auctions via, like, where you can do it via over the internet, like not through eBay. And then there's going to be certain eBay auctions are going to be starting to be lower. So I want to talk a little bit more about that in detail. Also, something I'm starting, I'll talk about that. It's going to be bring us more listeners and more viewers to the show. What our times are going to be for the rest of the rest of the season, plus probably forever, unless we add or subtract. I wanted to bring up Dancing with the Stars. We're going to talk a little bit about everything else. We got so much stuff to talk about. But one thing we're going to do is who, and I think we should, don't Mandy and Paul, don't answer the question and people in the chat room. But one thing we're going to do is who is the asshole of the week? We might nominate some asshole of the weeks. So we got some other segments. Paul, Mandy, are you with me? I keep on asking Paul if he's there.
We are with you.
I know you are, but is Paul with us?
I am.
I thought maybe Paul lost his voice after such a devastating defeat yesterday to the Jets.
Moving on.
No, actually, that was one of the subjects I was going to bring up. Football. This season's been an odd football season. The teams that people thought were going to winners. They're 1-4, 1-3, and the teams that are supposed to be the losers, they're 4-1, and it's a funny season. As a team that is supposed to have been 1-3, or 1-4, and a team that is supposed to have been 3-1, what do you feel about that, Paul? As a football fan, not as a Minnesota fan.
Oh, it's hard to separate my Minnesota fan part. It's not fair. No, I don't know. I would like to say it's still early in the season, but it's getting to the point where there's enough games to gauge it. I think every season comes into play the difficulty of the schedule, and I keep looking at my team's schedule, and I don't know, maybe you can address this. The teams that weren't supposed to be good, do you think they have a better schedule because they're playing weaker teams?
Well, as the Bears being one of them, and I'm not saying they weren't supposed to be as good, but we've beat the Packers, the Cowboys, and, you know, and those two teams are supposed to have been, I think, not the weaker teams. And I feel like you... So, I mean... I'm going to say no. Now, the Kansas City Chiefs, I thought maybe
that's
did.
Kind of what I was thinking about.
But
I was thinking about the Chiefs more than the Bears.
They looked good against Indianapolis. They looked good against Indianapolis, and they almost beat them.
True.
You know, so, no, I'm going to say no. Okay.
I have no excuses, then, for my team.
No, you really don't, other than I think I know what your biggest excuse is. You have a quarterback that should be in a nursing home, and he's really not the best quarterback in the NFL anymore. Hey, Mandy, is it just one person having audio issues, or is it everyone that's having audio issues? Or
it seems to be just one.
Okay. So if you're having audio issues, thank you, Ben, for helping. I see Ben helping Christina. So I wanted to say thank you. Moving on to our next subject. New co-host, as you've heard already yesterday, we have one new co-host that me and her play phone tag today, so we weren't able to get hold. Plus, you know, talked it out yesterday, so we haven't had a chance to talk about what we're going to do, how it's going to happen. But Tuesday nights, I've invited Annie to join us, and she said she would do it. So probably not this week, but probably next week, we will have Annie for the first time. On Thursday, and this is somebody that's dear to Paul's heart, right?
Little Chicago, little Minneapolis.
A little Minneapolis. Thursday night, we'll now have Ashley Trainer from Survivor. It's Survivor. Which Survivor?
Senior moment here.
Yeah. I'm just joking. I don't know either. I want to say Gabone. Was she
no,
Gabone?
It starts with an S.
Oh, oh, come on.
Virus Samoa?
Yes, thank you, Mandy.
You're welcome.
Wait. I just read a tweet. And then, let me read the tweet. Hey, you can't hear audio, I guess you mean for... okay. No, never mind. I'm just going to continue on. As for Sunday, we have Louie joining us now on the Amazing Race show. Yeah, it's going to be the Amazing Race. Oh, going back to Thursday, it's going to be a roundtable. Still reality roundtable. And as for Cowboy, I haven't had a chance to talk to him since Vegas. But he will still probably call in during the Big Brother season.
Well,
and
he just
pop in when he can.
I know he just had his boys for the last 12 days and his daughter this past weekend. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, pretty much the bottom line is that Cowboy's been busy, so we will have. What I'm trying to get at is Cowboy is still part of Team Rad, but we will probably be using. He will probably be taking a few weeks off. And he'll come in, and he usually takes it off after Big Brother anyways. So, but we haven't clarified what he's going to be, you know, how long he's going to be taking it off this year. But Ashley will be joining us. And then I want to talk about Team Rad. Team Rad is going to be a group. They're going to be like tonight what Mandy and Paul's doing. They fill in for me, fill in for a co-host. They will be booking guests. Some of them will have that, you know, power. Some of them will be on the sales team trying to get sponsors. I will be accepting other people to be part of Team Rad. I'm not going to allow everyone who wants to be. It's going to be a process, you know. It took Mandy to get to know her, right, Mandy, to even get her involved. Paul's never really had a label, and we talk about this too. So, I mean, the bottom line is that we will be having a Team Rad. And part of Team Rad stuff is the website. And me and Mandy hasn't really had a chance to talk about details yet of the webpage. But one thing I want you guys to do, if you have any ideas for the webpage, send them to Mandy. Mandy's kind of coordinate it. I'm going to probably maybe do some more of the work on it too, and we will be adding. And then speaking of time, the show will always be at 10 p.m. Eastern time, other than Monday. Monday will be at the 7 p.m. Now, we might be adding other shows to the lineup or the network of the Rad Reality Show. Those times will be switching. You know, we'll have some different times. So I'm working on maybe adding some other shows hosted by other people. So that's just something to think about. I'm working on getting one show off the ground, and maybe some other ones in the near future. But it's again, you're gonna have to show commitment. Okay, Mandy.
Yes.
I want you to do something real quick for me. It was something about Virginia that
yes.
I forgot to ask, and now I'm trying to remember. Where or what I wanted to ask. But do you got anything you want to talk about Virginia that you hadn't had really a chance to talk about?
Well, I just I don't know how much I got.
Not
a chance
the same
to talk
subjects. Nothing we've talked about, like, you know, Andy Dick stuff. But is there anything else?
I really enjoyed the party bus. that was really cool, and I liked the way that they appeared and they played music and they ran throughout the entire day.
Where was the bus going to?
On Saturday afternoon, it went from the hotel to the winery and back, and to the hotel and to the winery and back, until everybody was for sure at the winery. And then it started in the evening, going from the winery back to the hotel, until we got everybody from the winery back to the hotel. And then once that happened, we started running from the hotel to Big Daddy's and back. And then from the hotel to Big Daddy's and back until we had everybody at Big Daddy's. And then about midnight, for people who are, you know, maybe want to wrap up because it was a pretty long day, we started the bus rides back from Big Daddy's to the hotel till about 2:30 when the club closed.
Now, did they have air conditioning in there?
Well, that's kind of funny that you bring that up. The very first one or two rides, the air conditioning was not working, and it was in West Virginia, was warm in West Virginia. So there was kind of some chuckling from people who were also in Vegas on the prison bus that it was almost worse, but at least there was beer.
That's funny. So they had beer and stuff?
They had beer on the bus and dance music. And they had a bar on the bus. There was a gal that sat behind the bar, too, and served you beer.
I mean, was it like a little school bus, or?
It was like about half the size of a city bus, one of those smaller city buses. So you would get a beer, but
you had to walk. I mean, I just can't comprehend. I mean,
the doors to get on the bus were in the middle of the bus. As soon as you walked facing right there, there was the bar. She was handing out cans of beers as you came in, and then there were seats like, you know, regular public bus in the back, and there was seats up in the front, and there was also the place where you could stand and hold on to the bar. I actually got to sit up front where I was going to probably die if we were in a crash, but I was sitting up front with my back against the windshield drinking my beer.
Now, did you see the arm wrestling match between Annie and Eliza?
No, I did not.
Okay, I wanted to see if anybody had actually saw the arm wrestling match. It sounds like Annie beat her in arm wrestling, so that was something my new co-host on Tuesday nights can talk about when she starts next week, probably. So yeah, I'm trying to read. How long was the ride from the hotel to the winery?
It was about 10 to 15 minutes top. So, well, you could drink your beer, and you know, once you got off the bus at the winery
now,
too.
Was it an open bar, or did you have to pay for it?
Open. Everything was open except for Saturday night when we were actually at the bar.
A bar.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, you had to pay for it.
Right.
By the time I get there, by the time you got there, you didn't really need nothing anyway, so get back on the bus and drink a little bit more.
Yeah, because there was plenty of free wine. Ooh, the best thing that I had at the winery was a wine slushy.
That's what Michelle was talking about.
Oh, they were so good. Probably too good.
Yeah, I heard Michelle said that, you know, you shouldn't drink too many of those, that they're too good, or, yeah.
Oh, she was right. They were probably one of the biggest hits of the whole event. But the wine just itself was really good. It was all wine made there at the winery. And the name of the wine the winery is the James River Cellar Winery. And, I mean, such good, good wine. And
What was in it?
Oh, they had in the slushy.
Yeah.
It was like wine and ice. Like, it was exactly what wine slushy.
No, the smoothie.
No, it was like a slushy. Like, you go to 7-Eleven, get
slushy. Okay, it was a slushy, not a smoothie. It wasn't like a pineapple smoothie or a strawberry smoothie.
No,
slushy. So it was just crushed ice with wine that was more juicy-ish.
Yeah, it was more like a slushy like a frozen wine.
Okay.
Very yummy.
Gotcha. Okay, now we're going to move on to our next subject after we take a quick break. And our next subject will be Asshole of the Week. And if you have an Asshole of the Week to nominate, you can call in right now at 347-237-5506. Yes, I say Asshole of the Week. It's up to you to nominate. I have my nomination. Probably Mandy has one. Paul, if you can think of one too. But if not, I want to hear who you have. Please try to call in. If you don't want to call in and if you're a little scared, maybe DM Mandy because she's in the chat room. And
I would be glad to share it.
Yeah, maybe share what, why, or who you do. So we're going to take a quick break. Be right back. I believe we got Beth on. Beth. Is that you?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, 815. Wait.
Hello, hi. Hey, Red Ryan.
Yeah.
Hi.
Who is this?
Hey, this is Benny Crocker.
Okay.
I was supposed to call in for John Crocker. He asked me.
Yeah. I don't think it was Betty Crocker.
No, he was calling in for John Crocker.
Oh.
Hey, how about a nice Hawaiian punch?
Sure.
Hawaiian punch. Wasn't that a refreshing commercial?
Welcome back to the show. So here's the deal. We're going to do Asshole of the Week. And if you call in, please push 1. If you want to talk. Paul, you didn't push 1. Mandy, you didn't push 1. Mandy, you really can't push 1. So Asshole of the Week. It's a new segment we're going to do each week. And you guys can nominate somebody. But, Mandy, and Paul. Paul, have you thought of one? Who would you consider Asshole of the Week?
Well, the only thing I can, seeing as we talk about reality shows, the only one that comes to mind for me...
It don't have to be reality. It could be anybody. You could say Ron Rad.
No, I wouldn't say that.
You could. Oh. I'm saying you could say Ron Rad. You're married, Mandy could say.
I was going to actually say when I was thinking reality, I was going to say Nyanka, but it just popped into my mind, and I hope I don't steal it. But whoever that bitch was that said those words to Sandy has to be the hands down winner.
Good one. Good.
Ooh,
one.
That is a good one.
Okay. Mandy, do you have anybody that has told you any? Or do you have one that you wanted to nominate?
Well, I kind of want to... It's a group of people who are assholes of the week. It's every single person that drove by me on the freeway when I was standing... or behind the back of my car with my hood open, looking oh so sad on the side of the freeway, They just drove on by and didn't even stop. They are all assholes of the week.
So we have the lady that was at the bar with Sandy, who said that. We have all the people that drove by Mandy and didn't do nothing. Yeah, like the Good Samaritan. You know, mine was going to be the obvious one then. I was going to say Andy Dick, because what he did to Sandy too, pretty much. It's he did more than just to Sandy. I still can't believe he picked her up out of the chair and spun her around.
Yeah.
That was just, in my opinion. I do like you guys saying not nay, you know, from Survivor. That's a very good choice too. So
no, it's not.
No way. Listen to me. It's a good choice by us not knowing who she is.
Right. You've got a totally different perspective than what we have, and I'm not going to say, oh, Mandy's a liar, she was fooled or anything like that. It's just for how I've been exposed to her thus far. So you can understand
right,
that.
Right, because 100% everyone that has met her in real life agrees with you.
I mean, because when I was told Friday night that I was going to have to pick her up from the airport, honestly, the first words out of my mouth were, well, am I allowed to drag her behind the Suburban instead? Because I wasn't a fan. I can't justify her actions on the show. I will agree with that, but it's like other stars in the past that I may have not liked their actions on the show, I do not hold them against them personally. But she, as
no,
a person, is very sensitive, very sweet, very, very fan-friendly. And when other people would joke, oh, watch out, she's going to burn your leg, she, you know, she laughed, but not in the sense of like, wah-ha-ha-ha, but, aha, you know, that's funny. So,
in the chat room, do we have any nominees?
Anybody? I'm not seeing anybody.
Me either. I mean, you guys are not paying attention, maybe. But I am, you know, since the house rodent is here, let us do this. I'm going to play the drop that he made for me and Michelle, and then we're going to come back, and you guys can still think about it, and then we're going to vote who is the winner. So get ready to vote.
Hey, House Rodent fans. HR, the Big Brother House Rodent here, and you're listening to Ron Rad and Michelle. Michelle? My sweet angel Michelle?
No, HR. Michelle Costas, Big Brother 10.
Yeah, the Michelle who liked to throw pillows and had trouble saying Lana.
Oh, I remember her, the Portuguese princess. That's right, HR, and you would have known that sooner if you just read the script instead of staring at pictures of Rachel and trying to do an ad-lib.
One of these days, Squirrel, I'm going to shave your tail and bring you down to earth with the rest of us.
Just read the script, HR.
You're listening to Manic Monday on the Rad Reality Show with Ron Rad and Michelle Costa. Happy night, you stupid squirrel.
It's just another Manic Monday. Away from Sunday. Because today is one of Michelle Monday. When they talk about
Chip, stop singing. You're going to make people's dogs howl.
Oh, you're no fun, Uncle HR.
You know what? That is so funny. I'm still laughing.
I love it, and I love his video.
His Manic Monday, though. The first part is funny, but the little, it's another Manic Monday. I'm sorry, and then he goes, Chip, stop saying it. I'm just sorry, it's so funny. But, okay, so Brett Favre. What do you think of that, Paul?
I'll wait for the evidence to emerge.
And as for red wine, I don't see why the boss can't count. So But let's do this. I'm trying to figure out how – do we want to – as a panel, do we want to pick the winner? Let's this week, as a panel, we'll pick the winner, I think. I'm going to go with the woman from I'm going to go with the woman from Virginia. Paul, who would you consider? I mean,
hands down, I agree.
Yeah, and Mandy, do you agree? I mean, or do
I
you have,
do have to agree.
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty much. So, listen, the asshole of the week is the woman, unknown woman from Virginia. So, that's a new segment. And we thank you for paying attention and listening. We got another half an hour left in the show. Yes, it does say an hour and a half, but shows will be only an hour unless we have overtime because we have guests. Thank you for listening to the show. Sorry that we don't have a guest tonight. Like I said, me and Annie had phone tag wars today. I think she called me once and I called her once, or I called her once and she called me back and we just haven't had a chance. So I want to go to the next subject to talk about. Something I'm going to start doing is I'm going to start streaming our audio via US Stream and Justin TV probably. And one thing is it will bring us maybe more listenerships. So and one at Justin TV it will be done on the webpage, and also it will also bring us a chat room. I'm going to hoping build up a chat room somewhere on the webpage. So it will give us a little more thing, too. So you guys can still come here and listen to the show here. This is going to be the main site. But let's say Blog Talk is kind of messing up for, like, Christina tonight. You can go to one of those sites to listen to the show. I'm not going to do it on video. I don't feel like video is a thing. I might do some streaming on there, though. There might be video streaming that will happen. Stuff like clips. There might be photo montage. Like if people go to Virginia and they come back with photos, they can send them to me and we'll have like, you know, like a stream running out of it. You know what I mean? Does that sound cool, Paul and Mandy?
It sounds way cool.
I mean, that's the kind of stuff I'm going to take it to. And if you have any ideas, I wish Zach was here because then you guys. Okay, Christina, I'm saying that because you can't hear us tonight, that we will be having another location to listen to us at.
Yeah, we actually have two Twitter followers who can't make it into the room either tonight.
Right, and it's that's the kind of stuff I'm going to approve. And that will help us maybe pull the sponsors that we are looking for. Because right now the show is really right there. We're really doing good. And I just don't want to lose, you know, we want to gain listenership, not lose listenership. So, saying all that. The next subject is, don't forget you can, I want to run auctions. And tonight, I still have those items that didn't get sold. I had a Bob Barker autograph, Mankind. Mankind is technically up for auction and is winning by one person. So it is at $10 right now. And then I had a Tina, the winner of Survivor pitcher, and then a Melody pitcher. So if you guys want to bid on that, you can still message me, bid on it. But we're going to do more of that. It will be short auctions where you guys can grab some stuff at a cheap price. What did the house rodent say? I have the word.
That Annie finds the house rodent annoying. Her not being here means I can do something special for her if she's planning a future co-hosting date. She's actually going to be one of our future co-hosts.
Oh, so she kind of like... So she doesn't like the rodent?
Sounds like it's a possibility.
Why wouldn't you like a little rodent?
Maybe it was in her kitchen.
You know what? Speaking of, you know, rodents, you know, my cats don't like rodents either. So I better keep them away from, or she better stay away from house rodents. What do you think?
That might be a good idea. Or she'll attack like she does your legs.
But like I said, you guys, push one if you want to talk, though. So, okay, our next subject, and Paul, close your ears. Paul.
It's an amazing race.
No,
I'm not
Paul,
sure what meaning. Do you want me to mute the audio or just not
no,
get
no,
upset?
Just, yeah, don't have no tears. I mean, just remember I'm a Cubs fan and that it happens to me every year. No, I was just going to talk about baseball for a second and how I picked every series, and I don't know how the last one is, but I'm 0-3. Yeah, I know, Andy, but I just wanted to say sorry to the Twins and the Braves because I picked you guys, and that's why. I'm a loser.
Well,
so,
I know
hey.
You... on one of the games that you were going to put on your rally hat for the Twins, I think that hat is worthless, so get rid of it. Find a better luck charm.
Actually, I didn't put no rally hat on. Right now I have no hair to care
word.
About it. If you guys haven't heard about my shaved head yet, I know some of you guys haven't seen the picture, but it really did happen. Okay, we got a caller. And let's bring them up. Okay, caller 715. You're on the Rad Reality Show. Name and where you're calling from.
Hey, how are you guys?
Is this Tom?
I don't have... Hello? Sorry.
Wait, time out. Where the fuck have you been?
I don't know.
That is, you
okay,
know,
that
we...
doesn't sound...
That's not a very good answer, Tom.
Well, I've been... A lot of things have came up, but I don't really remember.
Well, you just... Okay, just tell them you've been stalking outside my window, and so you haven't been able to get very good internet reception, right?
Yes, I actually have had bad computer and internet reception. And then I forgot what time you were on Mondays.
Well, now you can't
forget
time because Mondays is 7 p.m. and then the rest of them are always at 10 p.m. Eastern time. So that's 9 o'clock your time. So just remember 9 o'clock pretty much every night. But,
thank you.
But,
I'm so glad that
Monday
is 7, too.
But now that would be 6 your time.
6 months.
And if we have to, just, you know what, I'll make sure. And maybe we would you guys, okay, here's a little question for you guys. Would you like to have a mailing list that you guys get mailed out with? Would you guys like to have a mailing list? If you think a mailing list would help you guys remember times, we could do one once a week with times, a reminder, maybe guests that are coming up. So that's something to think about. If you would like to have one, contact me, one of the, you know, me, Paul, Christina, somebody, you know, and say, hey, maybe that'd be a good idea. Mandy, Zach, and I got a couple of people that might could be willing to do that for us. And we were me and Cherry Garcia was going to work on a newsletter. So maybe we'll start doing that, and we'll have a place where we can, you guys can sign up for a little reminder each week of when the show is. Okay. So hey, Tom. So bottom line is, you forget what time it is. So it hasn't been nothing personal. I was worried actually because we haven't heard from you since Vegas. Did you
personal.
See the pictures of me and the leotard? I don't know why. I keep on wondering what you thought of them. I don't know why.
I like them. you...
What are you
like,
laughing at, Mandy?
I'm nothing.
And
I'm sorry, I'm
see
a
we have another lost. I see we have another lost pigeon in the chat room.
We do.
Della's back. Joe's been here a couple of times. Joe forgets the time, too, I think, sometimes. But, you know... But, yeah, especially Della. Della, long time no see. We actually were starting to wonder if, where you been, too. So it's nice to see you guys here.
Yeah, we missed our family.
Yeah, that's
well, I missed you guys,
true.
Too. I felt after I went to Nikki's show, I think it was a few days after, and I was in there talking to people, and then my computer started acting really stupid, and I was just really upset with my computer. And then I kind
been there,
of,
done that.
You know, like when you fall into something, and it's just like a downward spiral for a while, and then you on Facebook said that you're having a show tomorrow, so I'm like, oh, I think I should come back now. I miss you guys way too much.
You know, it was funny. Last night we had a Skype session, and if you guys don't get a part of the Skype session, you guys need to come to some of the Skype sessions that happen. It can get really funny at times. But last night, and Paul can hear the story, or can help me with the story, okay? But we were, like, talking about how this the internet of the people that are fans of reality TV, especially Big Brother, it's almost like a soap opera, and we were calling As the Reality Turns. And, yeah, we are a big family. I mean, we got Paul, the old rich uncle, right?
I'll take that. I will reject the term elderly.
Yeah. He told me not to call him old grandpa no more. So, and
daddy.
And then, you know, you have your... You know, so we all have our little, you know, roles in this. And it is a family and everything. So that's all cool. Hey, I do want to mention this, too, while I think about it. Okay, if you guys had a choice to buy for Christmas as a gift, what would you buy more if it was reasonable? A calendar or a cookbook? Tell me in the chat room, a calendar or a cookbook, what would you buy more? Just let me know. And I'm not going to go into details of why I'm asking this question, but what would you?
Well, this answer probably doesn't help, but I actually buy quite a few of each for Christmas presents.
I think so, too. I think lots of people, you know, I mean, you might buy both lots, too. I think lots of people buy them both, too. But, you know, it's just something that I'm going to ask about. So
I'd buy a calendar. Oh, wait a minute. Calendar?
Calendar. Did I say calendar?
Not a colander.
I was trying to be funny. There it goes again. Nobody understands.
No, we understood.
No,
I just
was wondering
if you were being funny because I said
it
wrong.
No, you didn't.
Okay. Okay, cool. Then it's okay. Again, I wish Zach was here to be able to, for you guys can message him. But Mandy's here, and Mandy can be somebody. Either contact me, Mandy, or Zach, or, you know, and I want to know who do you want to see on the show? Who do you want to hear on the show? And don't give me the obvious answers. We know. I understand you want all of Big Brother 12 and all of Big Brother on it. So don't ask and just say, don't say Big Brother, you know what I mean? And even new shows, don't, I mean, I don't understand these new people. My question is, a couple seasons ago on Amazing Race, would you want this person instead of this person? You know what I mean? Mandy, maybe you can help me out here. Here's what... I mean, like, would you rather hear from Rupert or would you rather hear from Sandra?
Personally, no. Rupert?
No, I'm not personally. I'm just saying, you know, let me
example.
Know who you want. Yeah, let me know who you want to hear from. But, you know, the obvious ones is okay. So it will help us with the targeting of who to go after and what to go after. Because in December, usually we do a Christmas party bash, and we bring in a bunch of good people then, too. Also, we have Michelle's birthday coming up. That's usually pretty well listened to. And usually we have a bunch of people coming in there. Oh, man. A few more minutes. So I'm going to take another break. I'm keeping time on.
Can I give a quick shout-out to a friend that I promised I would?
No, let's do it after the break. Because
okay.
Then I can come back. We can come back with the break, and then you can talk. Right after the breaks are done, you can just talk, okay?
Okay.
And do your shout-outs. It'll be easier because I'm ready to run the breaks right now. I don't want you to do your shout-outs. But you know what? If you have a shout-out and you would like to do it, call in to the number 347-237-5506. And right now we'll do shout-outs. If you want to call in to the show and you have somebody you want to give a shout-out to, call in now, push 1, and we'll pick you up after the break, and it'd be a cool incident. And that's something else that I'm kind of working on anyways to do in the near future. So that'd be a good way to maybe try it out to see how it works out. And now, because the switchboard switched up on me, I have to refine what I had put for a break.
Okay, it was, hey, you want to buy any books, baseball cards, sports cards, autograph pictures? I know where you can go. You can go to the Rad Reality eBay store, so check it out.
All right. Well,
I'm not done.
Coming at your mouth with your blah blah blah. Zip your lip like a padlock. Hit me in the back with a jack of the jukebox. I don't care where you live at. Just turn around, boy, let me hit that. Don't be a little bitch with your chit chat. Just show me where your dick is.
Television show Jackass. You're listening to Rad Reality, one of the greatest shows ever made. I promise.
He was a fun guest. Definitely. So anybody can call and give us a shout out?
No, but you must be giving out. Wait. I thought you had a shout-out.
I do. My shout-out is a special shout-out who's trying to ruin it on me is Miss Jo in the chat room. She really came through in a pinch for me this weekend, and I love her absolutely to death. And my second shout-out is to Hoosier WX for always keeping me informed. As a big weather geek, I love him.
Okay, Tom, did you have a question?
Okay. Yeah, it's about, because you played that mic clip, and I'm like, oh, did Mike call in? Because is he in that movie with the other guys from Jackass for the Jackass 3?
Oh, wait, I don't know. That was back when he came on during the week. But, yeah,
we
that's
try
what
to
we
get
need to get a photo. Yeah, something good idea. Great idea.
I got a shout-out, too.
You got a shout-out? Throw your shout-out.
Yeah, guest.
Because
Yes.
Because everyone in the chat room are chickens.
Yes, 6061, your name is sexy.
What?
Yes, guest 6061. You may not be talking, but your name is sexy.
How do you know?
And then my dog, Pebble, she's jumping on my bed.
Is that your other shout-out to Pebble?
Yes, so I had two.
Yeah, I have a shout-out. I have a shout-out to... I have a shout out to JoJo too. Joe, you know, you're. I see that you're in the chat room, so that's cool. I love. And you know who we really need to give a shout out to? It's Joe's chair. She actually follows me on Twitter. So Joe chair, you know, shout out to you. I also want to give a shout out to. Everyone who's listening tonight for the first time, and everyone that's listening for the last time, because if you're listening for the first time, thank you for trying us out. If you're listening for the last time, it means you think we suck. And okay, move on. I'm just joking. And no one else to go. We do have a caller. I think somebody decided to call in. So let's see who she wants a shout out to. Who do you want to shout out to?
I want to shout out to Julie, because I love that lady. Just because. That's why. And I want to shout out to Paul, because he's a hot, sexy dude. Just saying.
Ooh, good shout out.
You know, the mood struck me. Why not?
I'm blushing.
Hey,
again.
What about me? Do I give you shout-outs?
You are your own shout-out. These people need shout-outs, man.
I want to feel like I'm the only sexy, at any rate, whatever.
You know what? Just for that, you know, just because you think I'm my own shout-out, and because I don't need no shout-out, here, listen to this one.
Hey, this is April from season Big Brother 10, and you're listening to the Rad Reality Show with the sexy Ron.
This is Big Brother All-Star Howie, and you're listening to the Rad Reality Show with Big Ron.
Okay, there's my shout-outs. Top that.
Yeah.
And I want to give out a shout-out to Lisa, who's not here, and Jess, who couldn't get in the room, and Izzy, whose birthday it is.
Happy birthday, Izzy.
Happy birthday to
Andrew,
my mother-in-law.
Andrew, who's doing an interview. Hey, Andrew. No, I'm just shouting out to everybody. Huh?
No, so, Mandy, what did you say? Birthday
oh,
who?
I said happy birthday to my mother-in-law.
Oh.
Woohoo!
Not that she'll hear this, but hey, you never know.
I got an interesting chat question. Do you get to pick? You know, I might do one. We'll see what happens. We'll see what's going on. How I will do it.
We can't tell you yet.
Yeah, I'm not even thinking about doing a calendar. I was just wondering what you guys. Actually, I was just asking. Would you rather buy a calendar or would you rather buy a cookbook? I mean, I like at Christmas time. You know, I used to get a calendar every year, but for recipes, I used to like to get a cookbook from my mom. Sorry, Big Moss. There you go, Sam.
How about a cookbook of flop recipes? That's one. That's a great idea, Red.
Oh, bless yourself.
Huh?
Red Wine Guzzler had an idea about making a flop cookbook.
Ooh.
I just got attacked by a killer moth.
And what kind of like? Calendar are you people talking about?
We're not talking about calendar. We're just asking a question.
Just asking questions. Just making your mind.
You hear me?
I'm deaf. No. Can you guys please do it in sign? You know, it's that kind of day.
How big was the moth?
Big, huge.
a big mother. Did it swoop down?
Did you eat it? You should have dipped it in chocolate, Ron.
No, I think what happened was I had a feeling it came in when I went outside. Sometimes when I opened the door, if I had the light on outside.
Did you go outside and show the moon?
Oh!
Hey, now, no sex secrets.
I don't want to talk about the moon.
Yeah, we have the sun and the moon.
But, yeah.
And the Twinkie and the bun.
But, hey, guys, we got about 4 minutes, and then we're going to move on. Let me see if I got all of the subjects. Amazing Rays, we ain't going to mention them because... the new co-host. I did say Louie's going to be a co-host on Sundays, right? SO of the Week. We did that. The webpage. I updated you guys about the webpage. Auctions. You guys still can auction. Go to the eBay store. I'm lowering prices on many big items and throwing new items on there. Justin TV, US Stream. The Times. Yes, we got it. Dancing with the Stars. Spoiler or no spoilers? Do you guys want spoilers?
Yeah.
Four.
Okay, so we're close your ears if you don't want to hear who got kicked off. Because Bristol Palin saved another week. The situation went home. I couldn't believe that. I thought for sure.
Last week that her being in the bottom will keep her safe this week.
Huh? I talked baseball. We talked football. We talked about how... You want to guess? And we've talked about... That's all I had. So I'm throwing in my card like I used to... Like David Letterman just did. It's been a fun show. It's been interesting. Thursday
hey,
night we'll have... Let me say this before I forget, Tom. And then we'll come and let you guys talk for a second. Thursday night we'll have Ashley in. And we will be talking Survivor, and we will be probably bringing up the whole new format of Thursday show. And then Sunday will be the Amazing Race. So what did you want, Tomboy?
I got a gift last week. It was the new Chris Jericho DVD.
Wow.
I recommend it. It is a good DVD.
Does it show old WCW stuff?
Oh, it shows his first match with Lance Storm in Stampede. It shows
cool. A
lot of WCW segments. His just him talking about his life, his whole career, that's almost 2 hours. And then he has over 12 hours of matches and segments on three discs. It's got ECW, WCW.
That is a segment we need to start doing is like a video review of the week. So something to think about. Yeah, speaking of flu shots, are you feeling okay after the flu shot, Christina?
I'm actually doing fine. My daughter's pretending she can't use her left arm. My son played soccer, and my kids come and slap me on that arm, and I go, because there's a bruise. But, you know, otherwise... I'm good.
Did you get them every year?
It was fun.
I'm sorry, what, Paul?
Oh, I was wondering if you get them every year.
I do. I did not get it when I was pregnant with my daughter. You know, for some reason, I just kept getting messages from above, don't do it, don't do it, so I didn't do it.
The only reason I ask is I know some people say after they get the flu shots, they feel sick for a while. Is that something that happens for everybody or just a few?
Some people, if you're allergic to eggs, you'll get sick because the flu shot is made with eggs. If you get, if you're not allergic to eggs, you can get it squirted up your nose. They have a mist. That's an idea. last year my kids got the regular flu shot and the H1N1 missed. So we get the flu every year. My son is prone to stomach stuff, so but otherwise we get the flu shot every year.
And let's all pray that every one of the miners do get up safely.
Yes.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, that's definitely, and maybe this is a good way to end the show. I'm going to let Tom go. Tom, have a good night.
Thank you.
And
you have a nice night yourself.
I'm going to just mute you. Christina, thank you for calling in.
Thank you, thank you.
And popping in, it's always great to hear from you. And Christina's not going nowhere, hopefully. Me and her still need to talk over the roles that we want with her now. So if you want her to stay around, tell her that we love her and that, you know, she wants to be still part of Team Red. So I'm just saying that to you guys. Tell her you love her in the chat room.
I love her.
Thank
so,
you.
So when we do talk, we can, and Paul has already said that, you know, Paul's going to be here because I'm not going to let him go nowhere. And Mandy has already agreed. So
I'm being held hostage.
Yeah.
I'll whip you again. Quiet.
And
that was
I'll just sit on Paul.
So before we go, I think the best way to close, because I do believe in prayer and I do believe in, you know, the higher powers, and right now my switchboard just messed up. Must be a higher power. Anyway, I want to take a moment of silence, and we all pray in our own way. Pray, you know, meditate, do what you need to do. I'm going to mute you guys too, everyone, for it will be silent on the phone line. And then I'm going to finish off with a song and then say goodnight. So take a little moment of silence, and we'll be back Thursday with the new round table.
Like you care for me, you put this love in.